Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 8, text 20. Tata Paramahamsanam Muninam Amalatmanam Bhakti Yoga Dhanartam Katam Pashima Striyaha Tata Paramahamsanam Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartham
Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartham
Tatam Pashimahi Striyaha
Tatam Pashimahi Striyaha
Tata Paramahamsana
Tata Paramahamsana
Muninam Amalatmanam
Muninam Amalatmanam
Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartham
Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartham
Tam Pashe Mahistriyaha
Tam Pashe Mahistriyaha
Tata Paramahamsanam
Tata Paramahamsanam
Muninam Amalatmanam
Muninam Amalatmanam
Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartham
Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartham
Tam Pashe Mahistriyaha
Paramahamsanam of the advanced transcendentalists. Muninam of the great philosophers or mental speculators. Amalatmanam, those whose minds are competent.
Those whose minds are competent.
To discern between spirit and matter.
Bhakti Yoga,
the science of devotional service.
Vidhana Artham,
for executing. Katam,
how.
Pashyema,
can observe.
He
certainly.
Striyaha, women. You yourself descend to propagate the transcendental science of devotional service unto the hearts of the advanced transcendentalists and mental speculators who are, sees a drop of water as a finger. You yourself descend to propagate the transcendental science of devotional service unto the hearts of the advanced transcendentalists and mental speculators who are purified by being able to discriminate between matter and spirit. How then can we women know you perfectly? Purport. Even the greatest philosophical speculators cannot have access to the region of the Lord. It is said in the Upanishads that the Supreme Truth, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is beyond the range of the thinking power of the greatest philosopher. He is unknowable by great learning or by the greatest brain. He is knowable only by one who has his mercy. Others may go on thinking about him for years together, yet he is unknowable. This very fact is corroborated by the queen, who is playing the part of an innocent woman. Women in general are unable to speculate like philosophers, but they are blessed by the Lord because they believe at once in the superiority and almightiness of the Lord, and thus they offer obeisances without reservation. The Lord is so kind that he does not show special favor only to one who is a great philosopher. He knows the sincerity of purpose. For this reason only, women generally assemble in great numbers in any sort of religious function. In every country and in every sect of religion, it appears that the women are more interested than the men. This simplicity of acceptance of the Lord's authority is more effective than showy, insincere religious fervor. Om Agyanatami Nantasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Putale Svayam Rupakata Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Patakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sadhujatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Virajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Raganatam Sri Vishakam Vitamstam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandho Jagatvate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Krishna Panu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vansha Kopatruvyascha Kupasindho Pyevacha Padita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sati Gaura Kamanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Refrigeration is a minus, not a plus. Tata paramahansanam muninam avalatmanam. That's all right. Bhakti yoga vihanartam katam pashim nahis priyaha. In the Upanishads it said, Nayam Atma Pravachanena Rabhyo Namedhya Bahuna Shrutena. The personality of Godhead is not understood by attending learned discourses or by so much learning. He's understood by one to whom he reveals his own form. So here it said, the Lord appears Paramahamsanam for the advanced transcendentalists, Muninam, the thinkers, Amalatmanam, those who can discriminate between matter and spirit. Amala means pure, free from contamination, mala. So here Srila Prabhupada renders that as capable of understanding, discriminating between matter and spirit. The great contamination is that we're thinking with this body. We don't discriminate. We think that matter is everything without proper consideration. So one has to get beyond this bodily platform and understand the spiritual reality. And one has to understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Spiritual Reality. Even the demigods are bewildered about the transcendental nature of the Lord. Uyanti Yatsuri. And the mental speculators and paramhansas, although they may be munis, paramhansas, yogis, they also can't understand the Lord by their endeavors. But the Lord, by His kindness, appears in this material world, Sambhavani Devi, and manifests His transcendental form, His transcendental pastimes. Lord Brahma says that this display of form, quality, pastimes, and so on, puts an end to all mental speculation. That is, one no longer needs to speculate about the personality of Godhead, about who is God, what is God, because Krishna Himself comes. Here I am, this is what I'm like. And one simply has to accept the transcendental nature of the Lord as He presents Himself. Paramahamsana. Paramahansa also means those who can discriminate between spirit and matter. Hansa is the swan. Prabhupada, of course we've not tested it, but Prabhupada says that the swan, from a mixture of milk and water, can drink the milk and leave the water. The Paramahansas can discriminate between matter and spirit. Or they can understand, they can discriminate between the material form of an ordinary living being and the transcendental form of the personality of Godhead. So, Paramahansana, Muninam, Amalatmanam, Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartam, the Lord comes to give devotional service, teach devotional service to the munis, to the paramhansas, to the yogis. This is the postgraduate stage of realization. The yogis, the Munis, the Paramahansas, are candidates for understanding Krishna because they've understood their spiritual identity. Prabhuta prasanatma shochati kanchati. Samasarveshu bhuteshu madhaktim labhate pranam. When one sees all living beings equally, when one is on the spiritual platform, free from anchoring and lamentation, then one can go still further to understand the personality of Godhead. And the Lord comes to teach this science to such qualified persons, especially. So Kunti Devi says, Katam Pashyema Hi Striyaha. And how is it possible for us women to know you? Because the women are not in the category of Munis, Paramahansas. Women are women. Stri Shudra Vidubandhuna Trayi Na Shuddhi Gochara. In the Shastras it said that these classes of people are not meant for Vedic study. Stri Shudra Dvijapanna. The Shudras, the lowest class, the ordinary workers. The Dvijabandhus, those who are who take brahminical life as a means of earning their livelihood or as a family inheritance, but who are not qualified. They're called Dvijabandhus. Dvija means the twice born. And Dvijabandhu, friend of the twice born. It's a kind of backhanded compliment. That to say that someone, it's like saying someone's almost a Brahmin. If we said that Obama was almost qualified to be president, it's a kind of criticism. It means not qualified. Not qualified. Or if someone is a judge and we say that he's the son of a very good judge, that means we don't want to say directly what we think about his own qualifications. He's the son of a very good judge. So, Dvijabandhu, the friend of a Brahmin, a friend of the twice born, not exactly in the category of twice born, perhaps by birth, but birth is not the criterion. So, Stri, Sudra, Dvijabandhuna, the Shudras, the Dvijabandhus, and Stri, women, are not meant for Vedic study. Trayi na, Shruti Gochara. In the Bhagavad Gita also, the women are counted with the Sudras and the Vaishyas and the Papayonis. But Krishna says, Striya Shudra Tata Vaishya Te Piyanti Parambitam. It doesn't matter. Those who are devoted to Krishna, although they may be Stri, Sudra, Dvijabandhu, Papayoni, Vaishya, anything, Te Piyanti Paramitam, they can also attain the supreme destination. And those who are not devoted to Krishna, can't attain that same perfection. The real qualification is to be devoted to Krishna. That's more important. Here Srila Prabhupada indicates that the good characteristic of women is that they're simple. Therefore we see practically in India these days when there's a Gaudiya Math Urkama or something, it will be 80% women. And some men will also come. Or in church activities so often, mostly women, and some men also participate. But naturally inclined toward religious life. In the 10th canto, we hear that there were some Brahmins who were performing sacrifices. And when the cowherd boys were hungry, Krishna advised them, now is the time within that sacrifice when the Brahmins can give some charity. So you can go ask them for some charity. Better not ask in my name because I'm known as a Vaishya and they're Brahmins. But if you ask in the name of Balaram, you can try that. So the boys did. They went to the Brahmins. It doesn't seem that they took the advice to ask in the name of Balaram. Krishna and Balaram are nearby. They're hungry. Now you can give some charity. And the Brahmins refused. Coward voices. And the boys came back disappointed. Krishna said, that's all right. That's how it is with begging. Sometimes you get, sometimes you don't get. Well, anyway, the wives are my devotees, the wives of those Brahmins. You can go back and ask them. So the boys did that, and the wives immediately gave abundantly. And they themselves were prepared to surrender themselves to Krishna wholeheartedly. And the Brahmins understood, at least for the moment, that our wives are more advanced than we are. We're all stuck in the ritualistic ceremonies of the Vedas. But our wives have attained love for Krishna, which is the purpose of all the Vedas. So, in humility, Kunti Devi says, Katam. That's the one that's in the way.
Usually
do what?
The sun is coming from the top of the window.
Yes.
Above the curtain.
So there's nothing you can do about it. It's been this way as long as I can remember. Philadelphia Temple, one of the attractive features is that you always get the sun in your eyes when you try to get past. Anyway, I guess it's good for your health or something.
It's good for us to see you.
Okay. So humbly, Kunti Devi, Katan Pashen Hisya. How will it be possible to see you? Of course, she's directly seeing Krishna. She's so fortunate that Lord Krishna accepted her as his aunt by relationship to Vasudeva. But in humility, she's presenting herself in this way. Humility is always appreciated. Arrogance is not. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here and see what questions there might be. I don't know if we can see what questions there might be. Call out if you have a question.
Yeah, the Lord is so kind that it does not show special favor only to one who's a great philosopher. But still, we have so much philosophy.
Yeah, it's not that Krishna excludes those who are inclined to understand philosophy. Krishna doesn't say, only Vaishya-Shudras and women can understand it.
Only by?
Krishna doesn't say only Shudras, Vaishyas and women can understand it. Even they can understand it. Kim punar brahmana punya. What is that? Rajarshiyastata. What to speak then of the Brahmins, the pure Brahmins? Kim punar brahmana punya. What is that? Rajarshiyastata. Where is that?
It's Nara, of course. 930 something,
right? Yeah, it's 933. Bhakta Rajarshiyastata. Then if even women, Vaishyas and Shudras can attain me, if they take shelter of me, then what to speak of the pure Brahmins, the devotees, the saintly kings, anityam asukam lokam, imam prapya pajashrama. Therefore, my dear Arjuna, you should engage in my devotional service and get out of this miserable material world. Kim punar brahmana punya. If even Krishna is so kind that even the less qualified candidates are accepted, but what to speak of the more qualified candidates? The pure Brahmins, the devotees, the Rajarshis are supposed to be highly qualified. So Krishna says, if even the women and Vaishyas and Shudras can attain me by devotional service, then what to speak of the pure Brahmins, the devotees of the world, and the saintly kings? They can certainly come. Okay. Something else?
I have a question. Here is a thing. I don't understand about Krishna. Nothing, you know. I don't know philosophy. The objective of it is to know Krishna, all aspect of it, so that I can appreciate Krishna more. I don't understand at all these things. But whenever we think Krishna in a pure mind, sometimes, once in a while, we feel so happy, and all our problems is known, we don't think about it. So now I'm asking you, you know, since you've been so many days and years in Krishna service and in the highest platform of social life, you know, or this religious, you know, sannyas, what do you think about Krishna?
What do you think about Krishna?
what goes on in your mind?
No, you don't want to know what goes on in your mind.
It must be something that, you know, I don't understand anything, but, you know, I feel so happy, you know.
That's
so it
good.
Must be something, you know, must be, you know, just...
Remain happy. Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. That's nice. But it doesn't mean we shouldn't try to understand the philosophy also. The philosophy strengthens the mind and helps one to remember Krishna. Something else?
the word for word, there's a tata, which is said besides that, referring to the previous verse where Kunti Devi had given a very philosophical analysis of Krishna's Krishna's
Maya.
Yeah, the curtain. So
that means by Krishna's grace, the ordinary or so apparently ordinary women can surpass the greatest philosophers. When there were some, when Krishna was passing in Dwarka, the ladies on the rooftops, or the ladies gathered on the rooftops to see him. Krishna's attractive, especially, you know, like, well, he's attractive, so the women all wanted to see Krishna. And they began talking about him, but their talking was more conclusive in philosophical understanding than even the hymns of the Vedas. Because they were all devotees. So they're just, you know, they're just chatting. Like the way women talk about whatever they talk about. Did you know? No, really? Yeah, it's true. Oh, come on. Did you see that new boy? They were just women, but the subject matter was Krishna. And because they were all pure devotees of Krishna, they were highly enlightened. So just their talk among themselves was better than the books written by the great celebrated philosophers. Well, that's the power of devotional service. That just like our Krishna conscious women, they're more advanced than big philosophers. The big philosophers are speculating that actually there's no difference between matter and spirit. Everything comes from matter. Spirit is an consciousness is an epiphenomenon of matter, blah, 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 blah. Existentialism, blah, 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 blah. Pragmatism, blah, 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 blah. So many isms, so many speculative approaches to understanding the truth. And at the end, they don't understand. But even a simple woman who takes to the chanting of Hare Krishna and engages in the service of Krishna can become a better philosopher than they can. So then you'd say, but if only they would take to Krishna consciousness, then they could really do a bang-up job. They're already philosophers, they're already great thinkers. If they took to Krishna consciousness, oh, how enlightening their philosophy would be. But in the absence of Krishna consciousness, it's all useless, whatever they write, whatever they say. And even a woman can surpass them. I had experience one time, there was one of my godbrothers who was very advanced in philosophical understanding of the books, everything, very expert. But at some point he became doubtful about the authority of the spiritual master. And then there was some other member who was, he was really kind of a business guy and a real simple, you know, not a sophisticated philosopher at all. He's just kind of a wheeler dealer. That was his service, dealing with money and those things. But he challenged that devotee and just pulverized him. Just totally defeated him. Although that other devotee was so good at delivering lectures and understanding. But Yasya Prasada Nagatir Katopi, when he gave up the service of the spiritual master, then he was nothing. And an ordinary rank-and-file business-minded devotee could defeat him.
So if we want to be a preacher, though, and face atheistic people who are expert at debate and logic and reasoning, then is it necessary for us to study the techniques of debate, aside from the examples and methods that Prabhupada has shown us by his own example?
No. Of course, if you're in formal debate, you ought to know the rules. But no, nothing's necessary. Prabhupada said nothing's necessary, but in his books, if someone actually knows the arguments, then he'll be all right. If one knows the rules, then that may be useful, but it's not required.
The formal rules can be easily, or can be understood, can be learned without a gigantic, you know, PhD endeavor for years of.
Yeah, I mean, the formal rules, he says something, you get this many minutes, then he gets that many minutes, and then he gets this many minutes, and then you get that many minutes. And you have to speak about what he spoke about, and he has to speak about what you spoke about. This is not so difficult. It doesn't really require so many years of graduate school to understand that.
Something that boggles my mind, you know, like when I come to temple, just in front of the deities, I feel so bliss. How could Dhritarashtra and Dronacharya, Dhritarashtra and Duryodhan couldn't see Krishna as Supreme Personality? Means, you know, we in front of, I am.
Because they're not devotees. Dhritarashtra, Duryodhan. That was their disqualification. As soon as one is not Krishna conscious, then he can't understand. Namam duskita namuta prabhadinta. What is that? Naham sarvasya, naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavita. Udhoyam navijanati mamevya paramavya. If one doesn't surrender to Krishna, then Krishna's hidden. The same thing, maya. Maya Javani Kach Channam. Prabhupada quotes this or cites this verse in his purport to Naham Prakasha Sarvasya, covered by the curtain of Maya.
Even his presence means it would be covered by Maya?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Krishna's presence everywhere, but we don't see him because we're covered by Maya.
You know, a same person goes by you, you could feel the vibration, you could sense it. How come when Krishna was there, they didn't get that vibration?
They didn't like the vibration. They were averse, envious, or in some other way. Avaranatmaka Shakti, covering potency of Maya. But they're there, right in Krishna's presence, and they don't see.
Even after Krishna showed his form.
Yeah, even he showed the universal form. And still, Duryodhana is thinking, ah, some magic tricks. That's the power of mind. Those who are non-devotees will be. For them, Krishna will be covered. And for those who are devotees, Krishna will be easier. It's up to him. But he doesn't reveal himself to the materialists. those who are averse to devotions. Anything else?
A story about Krishna and like Kunti Devi was in a devotee, and then the Shishubal's mother, I don't know her name, her submission, and the, we don't know anything about that that Shishupal and her mother. How come this, you know, this one Krishna and Arjuna and Panchapandavas, they become a nice soul, advanced devotees, and Shishupala, on the other hand, the same, you know, they are the aunt, Krishna's aunt, son. And in the same family,
everyone has independence. We have so many men who join our movement, but their brothers don't join, or their sisters don't join. Or the sister joins, but not the brother. That's not that. Someone understands, everyone has to understand. Everyone's individual.
Even in the family.
Sure. Prahlad Maharaj, he understood. And Hiranyakashipu didn't quite get it. Of course, finally he got the point.
Hardly.
10 points. No rule that says we can't stop early.
It's fine.
Okay. Thank you very much.